Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
To become a naturalized U.S. citizen, it is necessary to take this solemn oath. I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been a subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, so help me God. There is no ambiguity about this oath. To become a U.S. citizen, immigrants are required by our law not only to swear allegiance to the United States, but to absolutely and entirely renounce any and all allegiance to the nation from which they came. This oath makes it clear that there can never be any divided loyalty or dual citizenship with an immigrant's native country. This oath should prevent naturalized U.S. citizens from ever again voting or holding office in their native country. Some countries are now falsely leading U.S. immigrants to believe that they can be dual citizens. Mexico is promoting the notion that Mexicans in the United States can vote in both countries. Mexico even has a cabinet member who has announced that his mission is to get all Mexican Americans to think Mexico first, ahead of the United States. This dangerous notion dilutes our national identity and culture. Unfortunately, Supreme Court justices who believe they can evolve the Constitution have encouraged the mischievous notion of dual citizenship, although they have never endorsed it. The judges have no business interfering with this issue because the U.S. Constitution grants all questions of citizenship and naturalization exclusively to Congress, not to judges. Tell your members of Congress to pass legislation that makes it crystal clear that there can be no dual citizenship. We want all immigrants to be 100% American.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who says, save time, see it his way, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we were talking about the government wanting to see your papers. And I've had several people, family members, believe it or not, say, you know, you're wrong about that. You have to have an ID. And I even have to argue with my own folks sometimes, because why do you have to have an ID? I got an email here that goes like this. The globalists will run this type of operation. Show us your papers to see how well the people have been programmed by the UN news media. If they get too much resistance. And you see, that's what I said we needed to do yesterday. For those of you that weren't listening yesterday, let me back up here and give you a little bit of other information, because it all started when this lady got on the bus in Denver and would not get off because the police wanted to see her ID. And she said no, and they arrested her, and she's going to be in court December the 9th, I believe. But it all began here, really, the yesterday show, when I started talking about the Miami police. And they announced they're going to stage random shows of force at hotels, banks, and other public places to keep terrorists guessing and remind people to be vigilant. Officers, for example, will surround a bank building, check the IDs of everyone going in and coming out, and hand out leaflets about terror threats. Did you get that? They're going to check everybody's ID. Now, this is the Miami police. As I said yesterday, not going to happen in Paragould, Arkansas. Not going to happen in Sturgis, South Dakota. Not going to happen in Uvalde, Texas. No, it's just going to happen in Miami. You want to bet? And this is what my listener sent this email. He said, the globalists will run this type of operation. Show us your papers to see how well the people have been programmed by the un-news media. If they get too much resistance, then they'll soften them up with more programming via the un-news media and quite possibly create an event to put more pressure on the people. They will quite probably take one step backward on this. Then they'll wait a little while, and then they'll take two steps forward. And see, I compare that, and I did it yesterday, compared to training a young horse. You know, you just have to do certain things to him to get him programmed into your system of things. And if you don't sack him out, he's going to fight you. But if you do sack him out, that means, you know, rub him down and act like you're putting a saddle on him and take it off and do different things to him. He'll finally give up, say, oh, it isn't going to hurt. That's all right. I'm going to let him do that. And the next thing you know, you're riding him 40 or 50 miles a day. That's exactly what's happening here. Then I received another email, and you know, it'd be nice if we could help these people, but I don't know how to help them. Derry, today I received in the mail a survey from the United States Department of Commerce. I seem to remember you talking about this survey on your show some time ago. This survey is intensely personal, and I wouldn't give out this kind of information to anyone, least of all the government. It says that I am required by law to fill out the survey and return it. And, you know, I don't know. We've talked about so many of these surveys. Usually they quote the statute. It is law. You got to do it, you see. Then he goes on to says, do you know any way I can keep from handing over this information? This is like a police state. No one should be required to provide this kind of personal information. Any ideas? No, I don't. I don't have any ideas. I don't know. Just like the little lady that would not get off the bus, she got handcuffed, thrown in the back seat of a taxi or of a police cruiser, and now she's going to be in court on December the 9th, and they'll trump up some charges, and she'll have to pay a fine. I think she can get 60 days in jail out of just saying, no, I'm not going to show you my ID because you don't have any reason to require it. We had a caller yesterday called in and said she got a ticket for riding in a car with someone else that was getting a ticket, and it was for speeding, but they wanted to see her driver's license. She wasn't even driving the car. Her driver's license had expired, and they ticketed her for having an expired driver's license, but she wasn't driving. Now, people, this is nonsense, and all it is doing is just, it's just harassing the honest people. Now, if you harass the right people enough, if you just hang in there long enough, you can get a point across. It takes a lot of folks. Now, if the people in Miami will just all stand up, and when they come in or out of a bank or in or out of a hotel, that's two of the places they say they're going to demonstrate their power, and say, look, it's none of your business. Show me the law that says I've got to show you my ID when I walk out of a bank. If everybody would do that, they'd back off. Now, we've been talking about, and the day it was Tuesday that I was out of the office, and we had G.B. Oliver and Mike Hames on the show, and they talked about Merry Christmas. And then they talked about some of the companies that won't say Merry Christmas. They say Happy Holidays, okay? Just saw this morning. Dear Beth, because of your efforts, my little Beth had something to do with this, I think. But anyway, dear Beth, because of your efforts, Walgreens has released the following response. Next year, you can be assured our advertising will better incorporate Christmas, and our holiday trees will be called Christmas trees. Unfortunately, all of this year's December ads are already printed. Well, throw the ads away and use local radio! We can change an ad in a matter of seconds, you see. That's the people still think they have to use the print media. Anyway, your local radio station, if you have a Walgreens store in town, or if you have a Lowe's, because Lowe's has said about the same thing, they're going to refer to all their trees now as Christmas trees. They have removed all the signs that previously called them holiday trees. So far, we have not heard from Kmart or Sears. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. Our telephone number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Dennis Hastert, and talking about how Walgreens and Lowe's got the message, and they're changing their holiday season to the Christmas season again. The tree in the Capitol grounds is, and I believe if I remember right, Mike Hames and Jibby talked about that tree because it came from New Mexico. But it has 10,000 lights, 5,000 ornaments. It's displayed on the Capitol grounds, and it is called a Christmas tree. And it's because House Speaker Dennis Hastert had a little conniption fit and said, hey, it's not a holiday tree, it's a Christmas tree. Now, and another listener emailed me this, and I have books on this subject, on pagan worship, but I've seen this many, many times. It's been around for all my life, really. But I'll throw it out there for whatever it's worth. He's talking about Tuesday's show. He says it was very informative, but also troubling. That was the day they talked about the Christmas trees. He says the guest host talked about the political circus that surrounded yet another national Christmas tree and the retraction of the word Christmas to describe it. Our obedience as true believers is to recognize that what is true worship and what is paganism? Our society has become rancid with pagan symbolism and carried on from generation to generation without question. The Christmas tree is a pagan symbol. And, you know, I don't remember, but one of the original settlements back in Jamestown or Virginia or someplace, the church would not recognize the date of Christmas because they said, you know, it's a pagan date. And obviously, December the 25th follows the shortest days of the year, and the days are getting longer, and that was when the pagans worshiped the sun god. Anyway, he says, see Jeremiah. So I looked up Jeremiah, and it's in Jeremiah 10, verses 3 and 4. And it says, the scriptures say, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen, with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. Now, a lot of people look at that and say, well, we should not have a Christmas tree, that it's pagan worship. It's worshiping the sun god, etc. However, if you go back and study that whole part of Jeremiah, the people apparently actually worshipped the tree. They were worshipping it as an idol. I don't think Christians do that at all. Christians bring the tree in. Hey, it's pretty. Let's have a party. And I don't think there's any pagan worship as far as Christmas trees today are concerned, for whatever. No, I'm going to have to take a break. We'll do that, and then I'm going to tell you about December the 25th. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back to my Christmas tree email here. This writer says, a tree is yet another pagan worship symbol to the sun god for his birthday that was on December the 25th. Our Savior's birthday was actually during the last week of October during the celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, whoa, he doesn't give me chapter and verse on that. He'll give me chapter and verse on Jeremiah 10:3-4. On learn not from the heathen, for they cutteth the tree in the forest to work for the hands with the axe and to deck it with silver and gold, etc. There ain't nothing, okay? Poor English again out there, people. There is nothing in the scriptures that tell us when Jesus was born. The scriptures are very definite. We know the exact day that Jesus was crucified. He was crucified on Passover. He was buried on unleavened bread. He was raised on the first fruits and sent the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Those are dates that you can tell the exact date. But there's nothing in the scripture that tells you exactly when Jesus was born. The closest anybody can get is that the sheep were on the mountains, you know, and the shepherds were watching the sheep by night overlooking the hills of Bethlehem. And some people say, well, that's just like if somebody said they were bringing the cattle down out of the Rocky Mountains, you'd know it'd be about second week in October. And maybe that's the way it was in Bethlehem. I don't know. But there's nothing that gives us a date. Now, in this December issue that's coming out in the Chronicle, I have some really, really fantastic, I say fantastic, it's just interesting. We don't know if it's right or not. But we do know that I just mentioned that practically everything that Jesus did, he did on a Jewish feast day. And the feast days are based upon God's calendar, which is a 28-day cycle of the moon. In other words, the calendar that was used at that time was based upon the moon because the moon is the same all the time. If anybody really understands the moon cycles, and I'm not smart enough, I can't remember whether it's a C when it's new or whether it's a D when it's, you know, which way it's shaped, when it's coming and going. But nevertheless, anybody that understands the moon cycles and really watches the moon, they can look at the sky on a clear night and tell you what day of the month it is just by looking at the moon. So, as I say, God's calendar is a 28-day cycle of the moon, not the cycle of how many times the earth rotates around the sun. So we know that Jesus was crucified on Passover, buried on unleavened bread, raised on first fruits, and sent the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Now, there's three or four more feast days. Actually, there were seven feast days that were given to Moses. Was it on Mount Sinai? I don't know. But anyway, God gave them to Moses and he was on the mountain. All right. Then Daniel speaks of another feast day. The point I'm making here is, and it's interesting, it's all described in the chronicle coming up. In the Jewish religion, a child's birthday starts the day he was conceived. So if Jesus was conceived on the first day of spring, which is the first day of the year, as far as the Jewish calendar is concerned, March 21st, put a pencil to that. Count 280 days from March the 21st, and you will see it ends on December the 25th. Kind of an interesting thing. It's like I say, I have it all diagrammed for you there in the December issue of the Chronicle. Now, so much for that. Let's move along. Zogby just polled Walmart shoppers. I don't know if they were shoppers or not. They said they surveyed 1,012 randomly chosen adults on their attitudes towards the world's biggest retailer. Respondents were asked to choose which of two statements more closely fit their personal opinions. Question number one or question number two. Question number one. I believe that Walmart is bad for America. It may provide low prices, but these prices come with a high moral and economic cost to consumers. Question number two. Walmart is good for America. It provides low prices and saves consumers money every day. Now, according to Zogby, 56% of the people surveyed believe that Walmart is bad for America. It may provide low prices, but these prices come with a high moral and economic cost for consumers. 39% agreed that Walmart is good for America. It provides low prices and saves consumers money every day. Now, for whatever it's worth, there's 3,700 stores in the United States, Walmart stores. Now, I don't know if that includes the Sam's or whatever, but there's 2,400 international locations, and Walmart is expected to generate more than $300 billion in revenues in the current fiscal year. And see, I don't know what generating revenue means. Is that their profit, or is that just how much income they bring in before expenses go out? I don't know what that means. But anyway, they're big. The Zogby poll also questioned consumers on whether they thought Walmart was becoming too powerful. 33% were very concerned. 20% said they were not concerned at all. 33% strongly agreed that Walmart is a retail monopoly. 35% didn't think so. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Friends, the day is at hand when welders, soldering guns, wrenches, rivet guns, and staples will be relics of the past because of a new toolbox. The Cool Chem Toolbox of tomorrow can replace nearly 300 tools, fasteners, tapes, and adhesives. The makers of Cool Chem are so sure that you'll agree that for a short time, you can get the Toolbox of Tomorrow evaluation kit free. Normally, at $21 value, we get it today free. Just go to CoolChem.com and enter the code DERRY5. That's DERRY. And the number 5. I have used Cool Chem myself to fix things, and Cool Chem is versatile. It can join or repair almost everything, including rubber, wood, plastic, metal, and glass, just to name a few. Again, get the Toolbox of Tomorrow evaluation kit at $21 value, yours today, free. Go to CoolChem.com, enter DERRY5 into the Cool Code. Limit one per customer, a modest shipping and handling charge applies. Cool Chem, the Toolbox of Tomorrow.
Did you know that an unhealthy diet is the primary cause of nearly every sickness and disease? Learn how to use fruits and vegetables and prevent and treat different ailments in the book Raw Vegetable Juices by N.W. Walker from healthresearchbooks.com, the world's largest publisher of rare and unusual books. Here's Ben Roberts.
25 pounds of carrots will make about 5 quarts of carrot juice. But you get all the nutrients in the juice as you would if you was eating a raw carrot. It's just in a concentrated form. Also, when you drink raw vegetable juice, that is digested and assimilated within 10 to 15 minutes. If you're eating the food, it takes 4 to 5 hours.
Raw Vegetable Juices, 120 pages in paperback, is just $14.95 plus shipping. To order, call toll-free, 1-888-844-2386. That's 1-888-844-2386. Or order online at healthresearchbooks.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who's having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. He thinks he's forgotten this before. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Talking about Walmart and whether or not Walmart is good or bad, we do know that Walmart certainly buys a high percentage of the products that it sells overseas, mostly from Asia, actually mostly from China, but other Asian countries are involved there as well. I have an interesting story here from Ranendra P. Kar, spells her name K-A-R, talking about free trade is an economic wonder, protectionism is a disaster, but she goes on and explains how protectionism can actually help a company or a nation, and she gives a couple of examples. Globalization makes the wholesale transfer of jobs from one continent to another possible, but it does not make it inevitable. And we've talked about the many jobs that have gone overseas to Mexico, to China, to India, just ever since we've had NAFTA and GATT, and now, of course, with CAFTA. And it looks like Bush's FTAA is in a halted stage, at least for the present time. But we know that we've lost most of the industry, the industrial power in this nation. Now, this article goes on to say, several industries and professional groups in the United States have been quite successful in protecting themselves from the downside of globalization. Example number one. Walk down the aisles of a Walmart or Target, and you'll find that most items are made in China, or at least Asia, and are surprisingly inexpensive. Then, walk into the pharmacy section of the same store, and something magical happens. Very few medicines have the Made in China label, and they aren't cheap. What difference is here? The Asians incapable of manufacturing pharmaceuticals? She asked that question. India and China are huge manufacturers of bulk painkillers and antibiotics and cough syrups and much more. Medicines are available there at prices ranging from a fourth to one-tenth what they cost here in the United States. Then why don't we ship them over here? The big pharmaceutical companies have poured tens of millions of dollars over many decades into political lobbying. Now, they can call that politically lobbying if they want to. I refer to it as buying politicians. They are bought off. Politicians have rewarded them with import regulations disguised as health and safety rules that prevent any real price competition from lower-cost foreign manufacturers. We can debate, she says, whether such restrictions are good or bad for the average American, but they unquestionably protect the huge profits of the big pharmaceutical companies and the jobs of their employees. If global sourcing can be halted for as big and as basic an industry as pharmaceuticals, it can surely be done for other industries as well. All that's needed is political clout. Now, here we go. We do not have political clout in the industries that we have lost. I know more about agriculture than anything else, so let me talk about agriculture. We have lost our political clout. Back 100 years ago, as the farmers voted, so went the nation. I can remember reading about how, it rained. It had a big torrential rainstorm during the election, and the farmers couldn't get to town to vote or couldn't get to their precinct. And as a result, the election would be changed one way or the other just by the farmers' vote because of the weather or how the farmers' prices were. And we used to say, hey, this old hog market, it'll pick up before very long because it's an election year. You watch, we'll see better prices before November. And usually that's the way it was. In other words, the politicians kowtowed to the farmers. Today, farmers have no clout. They can't vote because there's not enough of them. And they don't have any money to just walk in there and buy the politicians. So we have turned agriculture completely over to the multinational corporations, the Cargills, the Tysons, the Archer Daniels Midlands. And they do have the money to buy the politicians. And so there we have it. It's as simple as that. Farm prices are low. Prices for shoes are low because shoemakers didn't have the money to buy the politicians or the know-how. Maybe once upon a time they did have the money but didn't have the know-how to do it. Didn't think it was legal. Anyway, we've seen, she goes on to say, that all that's needed is political clout. And then she gives a smaller example, a very local example, but she says it illustrates the same point, that she lives in Austin in the metropolitan area, which has seen stunning high-tech job losses due to both offshoring and the importation of work visas. Visa holders from low-wage countries. Recently, the biggest local newspaper ran an article about how the Austin City Council would not license more than two or three taxicab companies to operate in the city, thus protecting the high fare structure of the current companies and the livelihoods of the operators. So, an Austin taxi driver is politically protected from lower-priced competition from even 100 miles away. But an engineer in Austin has to constantly battle low-wage competition coming from 10,000 miles away. You see what's happened here, and it's not just, I mean, you could go on and give examples of that over and over and over again. The attorneys, they've got this thing tied up so that no one can give legal information unless you are an attorney. And gee whiz, I can give you, we could talk to G.V. Oliver and Paragon about how dumb attorneys are, how they lose cases just because they don't study their lesson. And like G.B. says, hey, we know more about this private property rights and water rights thing. Wayne Hage knows much more than the attorneys, but he can't practice medicine. But if he's not with the attorney, they can't get the job done. Anyhow, the attorneys have the same thing. Dentists, doctors, they all have the same thing. I'm sure that there are people out there that can do just as good that are not licensed professionals. But anyhow, that's the way it goes in a free society with free markets and globalization. Now, we're going to see some things happen in the next, probably this month, actually. The World Trade Organization is going to meet in Hong Kong, on December the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, okay? And the World Trade Organization is going to talk about agriculture subsidies. And you know, you say, well, America has subsidies. Yes, we do have. And American farmers are not subsidized. Now, I know that goes against what most people believe, but let me explain it to you. American farmers are not subsidized because what the subsidy does in this country is give the farmer enough money to keep him in business. You say that subsidizes a farmer. Let me give you a good example. Let's say corn is, today you can buy corn for less than 4 cents a pound, which is less than $2 a bushel. But a farmer can't grow corn that cheap. So we have a subsidy payment that brings the price of corn up to where it is barely profitable for him to grow that corn. Now, who buys the corn? Archer Daniel Midland? ConAgra? Cargill, they feed a lot of corn to their turkeys and their poultry. They get the corn bought at the lower price because the farmer can grow it at a lower price because the farmer gets the subsidy, but who gets the advantage of the subsidy? Let's put it this way. Minimum wage, let's say, is $6 an hour. They changed it, and I don't know what it is now, but say it's $6 an hour. And let's say that the government would subsidize the manufacturer for $2 an hour. So he could hire the help for $4 an hour. But the help's going to get $6 because the government is giving him a $2 subsidy on this thing. You see what I'm saying? Who really got the $2? The worker or the manufacturer? That's exactly the way these subsidies work. And I see where France is going to fight this thing. There are several other countries that don't think that anybody should be subsidized. It's going to be, I mean, they want their farmers to be subsidized, but not here in the United States. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. By the way, the same buyers that buy United States farm products buy them all over the world. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Joe in Arkansas. Hi, Joe. You're up first. Yeah, Joe, turn your radio off.
Please. It's off now.
Okay.
Okay, what I wanted to tell you about was the best economics book I ever read was something called Unforgiven by Charles Walters, Jr. And this book explained how and gave figures to prove that protectionism actually increases trade with foreign countries. And here's how. Because it keeps the wages and earnings of Americans up, and therefore they can afford to buy more both from this country and from other countries. Whereas free trade, you know, it's a race to the bottom, where everybody in the world that's involved in the free trade is forced to work for lower and lower wages, and so overall, you know, they can buy less, so the trade actually decreases.
It worked very well in this country for nearly 200 years.
That's my understanding. We became the most prosperous country in the world with protectionism, yes.
That's right. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris in Illinois. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Terry. This is a first-time caller. I have to, you were talking about lawyers and doctors. You left out teachers as far as being protected. I mean, they're killing the urban areas. I'm in an urban area with their obscene salaries, and our taxes keep going up. But that's just one thing. And another thing, too, you know, you call yourself the common sense hour, which is the right thing. We don't have common sense in this country anymore.
Not much common about it, is
it? Yeah. One other thing, too, I have to regress a little bit. I do not agree with you with the Christmas. If you want to read all of the stuff, the book, The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop, really explains a lot, because there's a lot more to it than just the Christmas tree. There's the mistletoe, et cetera.
Oh, I know. I've seen this. It's been out for... I've been looking at that same stuff for 50 years.
Yeah, me too. I'm older than you, probably. But another thing, too, you know, you're talking about how Walgreens is being so nice and they're going to make it a Christmas tree next year. How about the fact that they're donating $100,000 to the 206 gay games here in Chicago?
Really?
$100,000. We've been writing to them, and they are just adamant about, oh, yeah, we're helping. You know, they switch everything around. Oh, we're helping AIDS victims. No, you're not. If you want to help, put that money into educating the kids about, you know, how wrong this is. But at any rate, another thing, too, talking about Lowe's. They've got all of their aisles up, you know, where they tell you what aisles things are in English and in Spanish, as well as Meijer's, the grocery stores here in our area. And we've been complaining about it. Several different groups have complained about it.
Like, do you have a telephone system that when you get a number, it says dial 2 for English?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And everything.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Gerald in Oklahoma. Hi, Gerald. You're up next.
Good morning, Derry. If I may touch on that pharmaceutical thing, I had to buy some gauze pads. Johnson & Johnson brand.
Right.
Would you believe those darn things were made in China?
Well, sure.
Yeah. And but the main thing I was called about, these random, so-called random checks by the police on ID, some of us are old enough to remember the Nazi regime, and that is exactly the way they started. They stuffed the Reichstag, which is the same as our Congress, and their courts with Nazi thinking judges.
Okay, hey, take a break. We'll be right back. A symbol of power and beauty, gold was thought by ancients to be a gift from heaven. And so gold has been for those who understand the major economic shift of the new millennium. Yes, ever since the new century rolled over, tangible assets like gold coins have begun to slow. Steadily climb skyward, indeed, gold coins are a godsend to we the people, who must now face another year of rising costs, negative real returns, and growing volatility in the financial world. Rediscovering gold traces a history of United States gold coins, pricing factors, market cycles, and the effect growing demand has on a shrinking supply. You can get this classic book free to my audience as a gift from Swiss America by calling 1-800-289-2646 or just 1-800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold today. Call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN. Despite popular beliefs, experience is not the best teacher. It's the worst teacher. Learning from your mistakes is expensive and time-consuming. The best way to learn is by other people's experience. And when it comes to protecting your private property rights, the Paragon Foundation has lots of experience. The Paragon Foundation has been down a few long, hard roads and have learned a lifetime of lessons. So learn your lessons the easy way. Join the Paragon Foundation today. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Gerald still with us?
Yes, I'm here, Derek.
Okay, you were talking about Hitler's...
When he took over power, he stuffed the Reichstag with his own stooges, which passed laws. Then the courts, which were Nazi courts, said, well, it's a law, so we're going to operate accordingly. The same thing is happening in this country right now with the Patriot Act and other things that have been going on. You don't have to be as old as I am to remember when it actually happened.
You know, I can remember. I was born in 32, and I was going to the movies as a little kid before World War II. See, I was 10 years old when the war started. And I can remember on the newsreels, for those who are old enough to remember newsreels, they would show Hitler and the goose-stepping Nazis. I can remember that. But, they had the brown shirts. The Russians had, was the KGB, wasn't it, or was that Germany?
Well, the KGB was the Russian secret police, but Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's kind of like our CIA in a way.
Okay, then Italy had their own, and I can't remember what they called it.
And I don't either. The main thing that
they all started
the
out.
Courts, they passed these laws like are being passed through the Patriot Act, and then the courts come up and say, well, it's a law. You got to do it. Like this checking IDs and that sort of thing. That's the way they started, checking against the communists to start with. Then they went to the Jews pretty quickly, and from there on it snowballed. You had to have a national ID. It's the way the Nazis operated, and well, everybody knows what happened there.
Well, we have a national ID today.
And it's another step toward the same thing.
It's a driver's license or a non-driver's license.
Now, that don't make sense, does it?
No, that does. Well, it does to me if you understand the whole story.
And this business down in Florida where the police are going to be able to check IDs of people going in and out of any establishment they want to, just say, well, hey, we're just running a random check against terrorists. As far as I'm concerned, that's just another step toward this domination. And there's another thing, Derry, that nobody has mentioned in several months. Very briefly, 3 or 4 months ago, someone mentioned the possibility of eliminating the two-term presidency in this country and going back to the open deal. Oh, that possibility scares the living daylights.
Well, you know, they didn't do it quite like that, but if you remember, FDR, see, he was the only president I knew for years. He went into office the year I was born. And he died when Harry Truman took over. He died. He'd won 3 terms, and they were talking about a 4th term.
Well, he made a 4th term. He was actually elected for a 4th term.
Are you
he
sure?
He died in mid-April of 1944. I was on a troop ship in the Pacific when that happened. And he actually was serving in his 4th term. But there was no term limit back in those days.
I think there was. I think they changed it just for him. Did they not?
To my knowledge, there wasn't. It was after that they went to a 2-term limit, but I could be wrong on that aspect of it.
I don't know either.
I was still pretty young at that point, but he was the only one that ever served more than 2 terms up to that point. And I'm scared to death that we're going to go back to that no-term limit like it was then, along with these laws that are being passed right now, that well, like the Patriot Act, you know, this eminent domain thing. That is going to take place right here in Oklahoma at Oklahoma State University. They're wanting to buy out approximately 400 businesses and homes north of this T. Boone Pickens new football stadium. You know, I mentioned T. Boone Pickens to you a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
About the hostile takeover he made against our local company.
Okay, very quickly, but going to run out of time. But
anyway, these laws are being passed by Congress. All the courts got to do is say, well, hey, it's a law now. And they're taking our freedoms away from us. It's worse than it's ever been as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, hey, appreciate the call, Gerald. Let's realize that the hour has come and gone, and it's time now for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.